You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Cherie Nevalangi created the organisation Rise Up for Homelessness. She's a solo mother of two children, both with autism, and has autism herself. She is currently studying at Te Wānanga o Aotearoa. Cherie also spends time volunteering with homeless whānau and neurodiverse whānau in Tāmaki Makaurau. In particular, she is currently working in Manurewa on providing rough sleepers with kai and support. I spoke with her in regards to the recent announcement by Phil Goff about a homelessness count and her concerns. Phil Goff's announced a homeless count, and you've been fairly vocal in your resistance to this. Can you explain why?
Well, I don't feel it's coming through a Māori lens. I don't believe that he's acknowledged tikanga or te ao Māori. And the majority of homeless people in Tāmaki Makaurau are Māori and Pacific people. And so I need to call him out on that, because I do not trust his intentions here with this data. And I wrote a comment on his Facebook page, but I didn't screenshot it, and then he replied and deleted it before I could sort of see what he came back with.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. I know, it was kind of, I was like, damn, I was too slow last night. But I also commented on Brooke Loder's page, because she was calling out for volunteers for this work, and I'm kind of thinking, this is really dangerous for multiple reasons.
So what are those reasons?
Okay, so if you haven't volunteered for homeless organisations before, I fully believe that you're sort of putting yourself in danger if you don't know how our whānau roll, i.e. their language. You don't know what the social issues are in that particular area. Like, for example, right now, I would not roll into the CBD and pretend I knew what I was doing with homeless whānau in there. There's no way. Have I interacted with them occasionally? Yes, but not enough to know if I could approach them as an outsider to retrieve data from them.
And they are calling for volunteers that aren't necessarily or haven't necessarily done this mahi before, is that correct?
Well, that's what it looks like to me. There doesn't seem to be much of a brief as to what kind of skill sets these volunteers will have, and I've looked on some of the Labour people's pages, and yeah, it's all good and well to call out for volunteers. I mean, our country would not function without volunteers. However, it doesn't seem to say if there's any training involved. It doesn't ask, you know, if people have volunteered in this area before. And I just think it's a bit of a setup, sending good-willed people in to something that they're not familiar with.
Has there been a survey like this before?
Yes. So in 2014, the Auckland City Council ran a survey like this in Waitakere. And they had a lady from the council going out with a group of people, and they were profiling. So they were taking very personal details from our homeless whānau. Now, some of them would refuse to participate, and then the ones that did ended up having their places where they slept raided by the Waitakere police, and they got moved on. But the older hands didn't want a bar of this, so Auckland City Council got some people's information, and my impression was, on the outside, they were looking like they were going to house people, but they didn't really house anybody, from what I can see. And then the Salvation Army, we took a survey. So when I was volunteering there, and that survey, the homeless whānau were not allowed to fill it out themselves. We had to fill it out for them. And then that data was sort of collated, and a report was put out from the social policy unit of the Salvation Army. And so if anybody wants more information on that, Alan Johnson, he fronts that for the Salvation Army. So get in touch with him and get his opinion on it, because I've got a lot of time for that man. He's pretty choice.
The idea of having information on people that may not have other points of identification or an address, for example, having that information on these people, isn't that a good thing in terms of being able to provide more support or monitor their needs, or even if something was to happen to them, that sort of thing? Is that not a good thing?
It could be, but I feel like it's a double-edged sword. And the reason I think that is because there are no guarantees that these people's rights will be observed. They've not put any information out as to what they plan to do with this data. They haven't promised that they won't go and section people. And
what do you mean by section?
Sectioned under the Mental Health Act. That's what happens to homeless whānau currently out on the streets. They can get sectioned. And sometimes people do need help with their mental health. But if you're sending in an untrained volunteer to somebody who might have mental health issues, you could set them off. Then that person gets sectioned. And you've got all this information on this human being that then goes and gets sectioned and dumped somewhere in the mental health system.
Are you wanting more information about the count itself and what that information will be used for?
Yeah. So Councillor Josephine Bartley requested that I send her an email with my concerns. So I've done that, and because I can't find this information anywhere. And so I'm hoping now that maybe next week I'll get some of that information back, but it just seems like an eerie fairy sort of thing. Oh, you know, we're going to do the right thing. We're going to take these people's information. But it doesn't state very clearly what the information's going to be used for and how it's going to be held. And the other thing too is a lot of these people are Māori and Pacifica people. How come MEGOF hasn't tapped into the Māori and Pacifica community and gotten the input from there?
And your first sort of point was that it's not necessarily a Māori survey. There isn't a Māori lens being applied to the way that this information is being gathered, right? It's an internationally renowned survey or count.
Yeah.
If there was more consultation in regards to communities doing this work already, perhaps that would be a more safe way of doing it?
I think so. And also, there are so many across the Mutu, there are so many different volunteer organisations that do not have any government funding already doing this mahi. Why isn't the mayor taking some time to get his people to approach them? You know, because obviously our system's public health care and social welfare and housing New Zealand, they're not working, are they? They're not working, because if they were, there wouldn't be so many Māori people. Tangata whenua.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.